Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Sylvia?
Yes, this is me.
All right. So, in what state are you registered to vote? Would you say California, Illinois, Georgia, Maryland, or in what state are you registered?
California.
All right. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Excuse me?
What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
What do you mean?
Are you Hispanic or white, Asian, or African American?
I'm Native American.
Native American, all right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin or descent?
Well, is this a survey or not? What's that got to do with what I am?
Yes, this is a survey, but we kind of ask these questions to get a demographic of what people were kind of talking to. So really, that's just kind of the purpose of this. So are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin or descent?
Well, I have Indian blood in me, but I don't know the difference what you guys are talking about. Like, born in Mexico, or was that what you mean?
It could mean that, but it could also mean, like, do you have family that maybe comes from different, like, Latin America, or do they come from, like, any Hispanic countries?
Well, my mom was born in United States. She was born in the United States. So I'm born in the United States.
So would you say you don't have any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Well, her parents were born in Mexico, so I don't know what you call that.
That could be descent, yes. So in what year were you born in?
What year was I born?
Yes, what year were you born in?
1960.
1960, all right. Oh, just let me, there it is. 1960. All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think that you won't vote?
No, I'll vote for the president.
All right. So you're almost certain you would vote then?
Yes. I will vote for the president.
All right. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
What do you mean by that?
It can be like, what do you think is, like, the issue that's just facing the country right now, like, really hard? Like, maybe you can say, like, you think the economy or, like, inflation or the school or the medical system. Truly, it's just whatever you think is the most, like there's an issue that's, like, facing the country right now that you think is really important and should be addressed.
Right now, my opinion is, mm-hmm. is the gun issue.
All right. The gun issues. All right. So now thinking back to 2020, the presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
For the president?
Mm-hmm.
I voted for Biden.
All right. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I don't know about the other two guys, but I don't know who they are. My opinion, I don't know nobody else's opinion, but Trump's done a lot of damage to the people, so I wouldn't be voting for him, no.
All right, so you would say you'd be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden then?
Yes, I would. He's done more better for us than Trump has.
All right.
Trump's been, he's been against, the way I see things, He would, with his money, because he's rich, money goes a long way. And if he doesn't like what he doesn't like, then, excuse me, he would do something to you with his money.
All
and
right.
Biden, he doesn't.
All right. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan for voting, if you could please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first one is
Joe Biden. Well, I don't even know what they do. I don't know who the other two guys are. But the presidents, I do go vote for them.
Alright, so kind of based on like the probability thing, for going from 0 to 100, how probable do you think it would be that you would vote for Joe Biden?
I would be 100% for him.
And what about for Donald Trump?
No.
So that'd be like 0 maybe?
0. My opinion. Everybody has their opinions.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I mean, this is great. We'd like to hear your opinion. So thinking about elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Well, I'm independent on that one.
All right. No worries. So if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Adam Schiff or Republican Steve Garvey?
Like I said, I don't know much about politics. I'm not into politics, but like I said, I only vote for the president. I'm not much about politics. I don't know who's fighting what, or I'm not into all of that, but whoever wins, I guess.
Okay, all right. Who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Biden.
Will that be you trust Biden much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
And now, so if you could please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree of the kind of next statements I'm going to read you. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Biden's trying to take the Mexican kids away from the parents?
Well, I mean, I'm only required to be verbatim, so I can't really truly answer that question. So sorry about that.
But I can do this
again if you would like.
Now, I know he's trying to keep the wall up, but for the ones that have their papers and everything to be here with their children, that's fine. But the ones that are trying to come over and killing themselves to come over, I think they would have a better chance to live here than in their own country. Unless they change their president, then maybe their new president from Mexico would make things better for their people to stay there, I think.
All right. Right? So kind of, I can't really say if you're right or wrong, because, again, I'm only required to read kind of what the survey says, and I can't really influence your opinions. So, again, kind of just based on the statement I read, which I can read again, would you say you strongly agree with the statement, you somewhat agree, you somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree? Would you like me to read the statement again?
Yes, but slower, please.
All right. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
He's trying to keep them together, right?
That is what people seem like he should prioritize. So would you say...
Yeah, I...
You strongly agree?
I strongly agree that he's trying to keep the family together.
All right. So the next one is, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants.
I don't understand that one.
All right, would you like me to read again, or do you just...
just slower, please. I mean, because I don't know these big words you're talking about.
All right, totally. So President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants.
Well, like they say, America is free, and it is, but to a point.
So would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
No, I agree. I mean, we got already enough foreign people here. Now, if they can stay, I don't see why not. These other people cannot stay.
All right. So would that be like a strongly agree then?
I agree, yeah.
All right. So President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Yes.
All right. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So would that be like a strong
if they're going to come live here and help us, then they might as well help out with the economy also.
All right. So would that be like a strongly agree then?
Yes.
Okay. So, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Well, he would have to document them first, like give them a green card to work here.
All right. So would you say you like somewhat agree with that or somewhat disagree?
No, I agree. I strongly agree. If they come, yes, they would have to get their green card first, because some people just want to come and go to college and bring their kids to have free college and whatever have you, and not do nothing after that. But no, you need to come, and Biden needs to tell them, look, if you want to come, you have to work. And then you need to help us out. And, you know, pay your tax just like everybody else here. Now, if you're not going to do that, you need to go back, because you're not going to come over here and do what you want. You know, because everybody here has rules. And if you steal or you murder somebody, then you need to go back. He has to stand his ground.
All right. So the next one. Is President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who have a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Yes.
So would that be like a strongly agree?
I would strongly agree. I mean, I wouldn't want, if I was from over there and I came over here, I wouldn't want to go back. Because over here is safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
I won't have to listen to all the bombies and be scared in the corner waiting for a bomb to go off. So, yeah, if I strongly agree to be in a safe spot than to be scared all the time where I used to live.
All right. So President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who will pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Yes. Yes, because we're already supporting people, undocumented people, now because of they can't afford doctor, dental, or anything like that. we're already supporting them with their children, their children's children. But how many other foreign people that are coming in boats, and we're still helping these kids? Because the like they say, I heard it in an article that how we supposed to be supporting these kids and the women and stuff. And I said to myself, well, then if our country's not going to support him, then you support them out of your check then, right? So there are persons that I was talking to, because we had a group going on, and I said, okay, then you support them with your check. You feed them. Oh, no. Okay, then with all United States people working, then everybody can pitch in and help these people out. Correct?
All right. So would you say you strongly agree then with this one?
Yeah.
All right. President Biden should have protected undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Yeah, because without the farm workers, who's going to, because they are working in the field too. Everybody has to start at the bottom. They can't just come over here and be a secretary. No, you have to start at the bottom. The Mexico people who, or foreign places, they come over here to make a better life. That's how I see it. And then they make their little money that they make, and then they send it to their people so their children or grandchildren can eat. How, that's not bad at all. I mean, the Chinese people do that to their people. Now,
all right.
And then they, you know what I mean? They make a garden and they flourish. Now if they send them all back to their land, the people that are here, they're not going to want to go out in the field and do their job. Because why? They're secretaries, they're lawyers, they're chefs. They're not going to go to the field. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I strongly agree that we help them.
All right. So now I'm going to read you like kind of a short, like kind of short programs related to the immigration reform that would make you more or less likely to vote for the 2024 election towards President Biden. So the first one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. So would you say this program would make you much more likely to support Biden? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference.
What, give them better jobs?
Well, it would grant work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions.
Undocumented or document?
Oh, undocumented immigrants.
Oh, and are they going to stay here forever?
Well, I truly only know what's in the survey, and again, the kind of statement reads, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Okay. Yeah, if they give them a green card, then they can come and go to their country and see if it's finally built. They can come back and come, you know, go forward and come back with a green card as long as they come back to work. That's what the green card's for, to come here to work or anywhere, wherever in the United States they want to work at. Yeah.
All right. So would you
say you strongly agree?
All right. Well, how much more likely would it make you to support Biden if this program, based on this program, would you say it would make you much more likely to want to support Joe Biden, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference?
I strongly agree, whatever he has to do with the immigrant people, because it's not their fault, they're immigrants.
Oh,
it's not their fault where they were born at, really. How would a United States people feel if they were born over there and they want to, you know, come live somewhere that's safe?
All right. Well, I guess kind of for this part of the survey, if just by each kind of program, if this program, even if you, like, agree or, like, disagree, how likely would it make you want to support him? Would it make you want to, like, support him much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference one way or the other?
More likely.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, I can read it again if you would like.
Okay.
So a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for more over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Okay, so how I understood it, the ones that have been here for 10 years or more, they got to go back?
No, it is a program that will kind of make sure that families stay together by kind of ensuring that undocumented farm workers, and then like a little parentheses, which are like that most of the undocumented farm workers have been here in the USA for more than a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yeah, they should be protected, yes.
So would you say this would make you like much more likely to want to support Joe Biden, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference?
More likely.
All right. Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More like, you know, like I'm much more likely, you know.
Right.
I'm for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. So,
like I said, it's not the people's fault where they land at when they're born. It's not their fault.
All right, so the next one is a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, relief pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants.
Okay, read that again.
Yeah, of course. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on the cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Okay, now if that's the case, when they come here and they're under protection, in my opinion, nobody else's, they need to not scare us with their cultures. I've seen some ladies here all in black or with scarves all over their faces. That's scary. And then it's hot out there. And I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong with that lady? Is she burnt? And, that's this thing scary. If they do that in their land, don't do it here. You know what I mean? If we're giving you guys permission to come live in our country, we're not wrapped up in like a weenie, because you do that in your country. Don't do that over here. And we'll take care of you. We'll help you. But don't scare us over here.
All right. So, would you say that based on this kind of like program that grants the work permits for temporary protections, would you say this would make you much more likely to want to support Biden, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? Or makes no difference?
No. It doesn't make a difference because they're still going to need our help.
All right.
Wherever they come from, they're still going to need our help.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would this make you much more likely to support Biden? Somewhat more likely?
Well, whatever he does, and is for the people, we just have to accept it, right, if he's president. You know, I mean, we're, if he's our president, he knows what's good for us. I mean, he's not going to have somebody come and bomb us or hurt us, you know. He's like our king, you know what I mean? Just like he's not going to have anybody harm his kids. So more kids coming into the picture, he's going to take care of them.
All right.
Well, that's how I see it, you know what I mean? And we just have to approve of it. You know, he approved it, so why can't we approve it?
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, still based on this, would you say that it would make you much more likely to support him, even if he's, like, president, or, like, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or it makes no difference?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much likely.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the USA for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you
they
say you're
can come back.
All right. But would you say this would make you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference?
Well, if they haven't done no damage over here, you know, like steal a car or die in trouble or anything like that, we can leave them dummies out there, back over there. We don't need more trouble. We already have enough trouble with a punk over here of ours. So if they're going to come over here and do damage, they might as well stay back.
All right. So would you say, like maybe somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
I'm sorry. More likely.
All right. Would that be, like, much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions. Most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade are protected from deportation.
Is this all about much likely, no likely, yes likely?
Oh, no, because, just these last two are just that.
Oh, okay. Okay, read that one more time. I got lost there.
Oh, you want to repeat it again?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, no worries. So a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Okay, yeah, they should be protected.
So would that be like a much more likely then?
Yes, more likely.
All right.
They should be protected at all times because they don't have paper.
All right. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Yes, but if they marry, let's say they marry somebody and their kids are from Mexico, as long as they have one parent that's born in the United States and they marry somebody, then their children should be United States citizens.
All right, so would that be like a much more likely to support him or somewhat more likely?
Yes, much likely.
All right. So now if you could please indicate if you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and his Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Donald Trump is a hypocrite. I hate to say that, but I've seen and I've not heard much about him just by seeing things. And I don't have nothing against the man, but I've seen a lot of things. He's done. So I don't really have nice things to say about him.
All right. So, but how concerned would you say you would be about that statement? Would you say you'd be, like, very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not really concerned about him, no.
All right. So that'd be, like, not at all concerned then?
No, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that one.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Would you say you're very concerned about this? Somewhat concerned, a little
bit? Yes, I'm concerned about that because, like I said, if he doesn't get his way, he uses his money to get his way. And that I know for a fact.
All right. And the next one is, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Would you say this makes you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Okay, say that one more time.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Well, it's not, okay, Biden might promise something, but then it's the higher-ups that say what he can do and what he can't do.
All right, but would you say this makes you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not all concerned?
It gives me a concern, yes. Because
all right.
He promised the people, for one, he promises them, and the people go with that, and Biden said, but then they don't know is, what they don't know is that it's not what Biden wants to, it's not up to Biden. It's what the people don't know is that Biden don't have the last word. It's the higher ups that tell him, you can't do this, you can't do this, but you could do this. And he already promised the people. So it makes him look bad. This is my way of thinking. And this is how I think, okay, this is going on.
All right, so Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned way path to citizenship.
It has nothing to do with Biden. Biden promised the people, and the higher up people tell him, you can't do this, you can't do this, but you could do this. So why do you think that makes, they blame Biden for saying he wants to do this to the people, but the higher up says, no, you can't do this, you can't do that. So some people get discouraged and they say, well, he said, well, yeah, he said he wants to do, but the other people on the half says, no, you can't do that.
All right. So the last one is Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would you say this makes you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Are we talking about Trump or Biden?
No, Donald Trump. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would you say this makes you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Anything that Trump does, like I said, I've read him just by looking at him. He has no moral, you know what I mean? He has no soul in him as long as he gets his way.
All right.
And once he gets his way, then he does damage to everybody.
All right, so what you're saying makes you very concerned then?
Yes, very concerned. I don't trust him at all.
All right, so now I'm going to read you different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like if you could tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. So Biden says, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. While Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they've been in this country. Which approach is closer to your own view?
I think, my opinion, I don't know if Trump is married or not, but his wife is, I think his wife is from another state, or she's, she's an immigrant, I think. So she should go, what is she doing in the United States?
All right, so would you say that Biden's approach comes closer to your own view?
So, wait a minute, Kurt.
I can read
again. Who put the wall up? I was wondering, who put the wall up? Trump, right?
I would believe so.
Okay. Now, in my way of thinking, like I'm seeing the wall up on my brain here and visualizing it, if you put the wall up, how far is you going to go until you, there's no way you're going to close it. It's going to keep on going and keep on going around the world, and you're never going to close it. So, you might as well knock it down, because people are still going to get on it and roll over and get over.
All right. So I'm guessing based on your answers, you think Biden's approach is much closer to your opinion, or would you say it's somewhat closer to your opinion?
I'm with Biden.
All right. So would that be Biden's approach much closer or Biden's approach somewhat closer?
Read Biden's question. Answer his question, whatever.
Biden's statement was, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades.
So he wants to pass people over who've been here longer?
Well, I guess you can interpret it the way you would like, but again, just a statement says that Joe Biden says that we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades.
That's true, but what about the people who are coming? Or who want to come over? Or maybe he's going to do that later.
All right. So would you say that maybe Biden's approach comes somewhat closer to your own view?
Yep. You could say that.
All right. So after hearing some more information, let me just ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I would go with Biden. I don't know the other two, what they do.
No worries.
I'm not into politics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what goes on or who's fighting with what, and I just go for the president. And I hear and I see what I see. I don't know much.
All right, no worries. So as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No, I don't know anybody.
All right. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? So there's the OAN or Newsmax, Instagram, Facebook, MSNBC or CNN, YouTube, WhatsApp, Spanish language radio programs, TikTok, Univision or Telemundo, Fox News channel, or website?
No, I actually, I don't really see the news. I see things. Well, I don't know. I don't want to scare anybody, but I do, I see things, what goes on.
So would you say that, like, none of the above then? Like, you don't use any of those?
Right, none of the above, yes.
All right. So now we're about 90% done with the survey. The next part is just purely statistical, and they're really short. So from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
What do you mean, trace the heritage?
So you said that, I believe, well, I don't remember correctly. I don't remember if you said that your parents or your grandparents, they came from Mexico?
Oh, yeah, my mom's parents were, they were Guatemala Indians, and they moved when they took the Indians out of the land or whatever, they moved them to Mexico, and they had to stay there.
All right. So were you born in the United States mainland or, like, on the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
No. I was born here in the United States.
All right. Were your
My
parents...
mom was born in Texas.
All right. Your parents, were they born in, like, the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
No.
All right. They were born here, mainland?
They were born in Texas, United States.
All right. So what language do you primarily speak in your home? Would you say always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, or like always Spanish or something else?
No, well, I think Spanglish, you could call it. English and Spanglish. English
right.
And Spanish, you know, together, but not the professional Spanish, no. Spanglish,
right.
You could call it.
So would that be like maybe Spanish and English equally then?
I speak it, but my kids don't. My daughter don't. Grandkids don't. But I try to speak them.
Okay, so maybe more English than Spanish then.
Yes.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
No, I'm, neither. I'm, how do you call that,
like an independent?
I spell word.
Like an independent?
Yes, independent.
All right. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or closer to the Republican Party?
Neither.
All right, no worries. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I don't know what that is.
All right, no worries. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I completed 12th grade and some college.
All right. What is your religion, if that is to be practiced any religions?
I'm Catholic.
Catholic, all right. And just finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A.
All right, perfect.
The middle name. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Sylvia. Are you interested
mm-hmm.
in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study as we make contact in the future? And feel free to say no if you don't want to.
Oh, no.
All right, no worries.
No, I'm not much for survey.
All right, well, this will be our survey finished. We completed it, so I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. That'd be a good
thank
rest
you.
Of the day.
Okay, you too.
All right, goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.